Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
We're going to jump right in and get into the Word. I've got a really cool word, I think, for you guys today. And I've been reading in Hebrews, and you know, Hebrews 4:1 in the NIV says this: a Sabbath rest for the people of God. I was like, therefore, since the promise of entering into his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. I mean, let's think about this. What is this scripture really telling us in the Bible? Since the promise of entering his rest still stands. So you have a promise. Remember, we just did a message. I promise. And God never breaks a promise. So I'm kind of looking at some of the different promises that God has for us in scripture. And I see a promise of entering into his rest. It says, then be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. So in other words, God is expecting you to rest, to enter into his rest. Well, Pastor, I don't know about what that, I don't even know what that is. So that's why we're going to talk about it today. Everybody say, yay, I'm going to now be accountable when I leave here. Somebody say amen. You know, you guys got real quiet on that one. So how many of you guys have ever been like, caught up in the daily grind? Anybody ever got in the daily grind? Man, I'm rolling it out. I'm working. I'm going at it. I'm making everything I can make. I'm doing this, doing that, keeping it going, keeping everything coming and going and doing all that. It's called the grind. Anybody ever been caught in the grind? I want to see a show of hands. Anybody? All right, who's never been caught in the daily grind? Yeah? Okay, one. No, I'm kidding. We all have. Let's look at some stats on just how overworked we are. Guess what? You guys are overworked. And I'm going to tell you why today. You ready? So, you know, everybody's working long hours. We're overworked. Why? To pay off debt. Because we wanted something before we had it. Many times, before we had the money for it. So we went out and we bought it. We went into debt. Now, some debt you have to have. You know, I understand a lot of us have house payments, car payments. Nobody's got, you know, 50 grand or 500 grand laying around. But I'm saying, you know, we're trying to pay off debt. We're trying to find rest. We are you know, going at it. You know, how many of you guys know some of us are just trying to keep our jobs? We're working so hard because we're just trying to keep up. We've got employers that expect us to work hard. And I'm here today to tell you that the employer like that doesn't understand what I'm about to teach you today. So maybe one day God will give you the opportunity to share this truth with others, amen? So the biggest thing I think is a lot of you are trying to step up the ladder. You know, I'm trying to move ahead. I'm going to college. I'm getting my degree. I'm working this system, and I'm trying to get into that ultimate position. And, you know, the problem is you'll get there, and you will not be satisfied. You'll just simply want more. And that's what we're looking at today. You know, companies are expecting their employees to work long hours and be available anytime they want and do everything they need and get everything going. And we're kind of stuck in a little bit of a trap. Anybody ever feel trapped like that by your job? Let's look at some of the percentages of Americans that are overworked. I found this. I thought it was pretty interesting. How many, like if I said, do you think it's 25, 50, 75, or 100% of people are overworked in our nation? Let's start. How many of you guys think it's 25%? Show of hands. Who thinks 25%? So you guys, wow, nobody? I had one at least in the last service. How many of you guys think it's 50% of people are overworked? Come on, 50%. Right? 75% of people are overworked. And then how many of you guys think it's 100% of people are overworked? Right? I wouldn't doubt it, but it is actually 3/4 of people who work overtime are working at least once a week. They're working overtime at least once a week. Studies found that 71% of the workers polled and have worked overtime at least once a week, every week. 29% worked overtime 2 to 3 times a week. You didn't? So let me say it again. 29% have worked overtime 2 to 3 times a week. Can't make this up. Did everybody hear her phone? Yeah, some of you missed it. That's all right. It was a location joke. He had to be there. The phone said, I'm sorry I didn't get that. You will, phone. You will. So about 19% of people worked overtime almost every day of the week. 1/5, that's almost 20% of people are working overtime every day. And that can be negative for you. That can affect your health. Any doctors in the room would say that stress is a big cause of a lot of people's health problems? Yeah. Anyone? Yeah. I know we have a couple of you in here. I'm not going to point you out, though, because then everybody will be like, hey, man, I got this thing. It's like, I'm just trying to come to church, man. But the number one thing that being overworked contributes to is sleep disorders. You're having trouble sleeping. You're probably stressed. You're overworked. You're doing too much. And you've taught your brain to run so fast, so often, so hard that you can't turn it off. Okay? The next one was not my favorite. And obviously you can see that I have a little bit of stress in my life, but it's obesity. You know what I mean? Okay. And then the other one was chronic fatigue. So here's the deal, man. I've been caught in the grind. You know, when me and my wife got married, how did we have Justin yet when I was working at all those jobs? Or no, we didn't have... Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we had Justin. I said in the first service, you always got to fact check, you know, against the wife because she knows, right? Or mom. Mom usually is a good fact checker too. But, you know, I at one point went to college and I got this college degree because I was in the grind and working it. And I got a job doing CAD design. I was an engineer designer. And I ended up getting a job working for Harris Semiconductor. And I was working there from 4 to 11 every day. So I'm like, hey, I could still work another job during the day and then go work there at night. And then I decided I'm going to also have a little cleaning business on the side. As if I wasn't busy enough. 90-something hours a week. I'm socking it away. We're trying to get ahead, trying to buy a house. Trying to do things, and how many of you guys know I got tired? You see, we've got to get to this place where we recognize what we're placing our priorities on. And mine was, I'm going to be a provider. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to get everything done, and I'm going to be everything that I need to be, you know. And my wife's like, I never see you, you know. I mean, we're, you know, we were trying to have Jason, and she's like, it's ain't going to happen. Poor kid barely got on the planet, man. I had to finally get my act together and realize I was working too much. But you know, we're consumed with work and all of that stuff, that success and just over-exaggerated priorities in our lives. And you know, I look at my neighbor Mike right next door. Great guy, love him and his wife. And he just got a new boat. He's retired from the sheriff's office. He's just living the dream. I'm like, dude, you are living the dream. He's like, I wasn't for 35, 40 years, you know, I was socking it away and doing what I had to do. But he's got this new boat, and he's always out there rinsing it and cleaning it and getting all the fish guts out of it because he's catching so many fish. And I look at that and I'm like, man, he has actually found some rest from his labors, right? And I'm like, I want rest. So I, you know, how many guys know the lottery was up at what, $1.5 billion? Somebody in Florida won it. Somebody in Florida won it, all right? It wasn't me. Unfortunately, I did buy one ticket. I won't lie to you. I will never lie to you. I was like, $1.5 billion? $3 for a shot? And I'm like, if you want to. He's like, I don't want to. I'm like, it's like, ah. Why do I want to win the lottery? Why do people buy lottery tickets? Because they're toiling, they're working, they're striving to get by in life. They're fighting to make ends meet. And they're working and working and working, and they want rest. The lottery is a false pretense of rest. It's saying, you can stop working if you win me. And you can relax, and you can blow it all in 2.5 years. The average person within 5 years is broke again, because they don't know. They don't know how to handle it, right? But here's the bottom line. We are toiling. We are working in an overworked world under the Genesis curse. Do you realize that there is a curse that came into the earth when Adam and Eve sinned? When Adam and Eve were in the garden and they ate that fruit that they were not supposed to eat, it said they turned over their dominion and their provision. That God had laid everything out for them. All they had to do is just hang out with God. And every need that they had was already met. God had worked for 6 days creating everything for them, creating this beautiful environment for them to just go and gather whatever they needed in that 7th day of rest with God. It's called the Sabbath day of rest. Before it was instituted under the law, I'm talking about day one, God, Adam, Eve, day of rest in the garden, and then they ate of the tree and they lost all of that. They lost the day of rest. And here, it's right here in Genesis 3, 17 through 19. Because if you're out there, if you're overworked and you're toiling and you're working, you are operating under this curse. And I want to show you how to shift out of that today and begin to operate under the new Sabbath day of rest that God has for each and every one of us. Genesis 3, 17 through 19, it says this. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, that you must not eat from it. Listen to this. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field by the sweat of your brow. You will eat them. eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. From dust you are, and to dust you will return. So now we have death. See, God never intended for us to die. You know what I mean? If sin hadn't entered into the world, we'd all just still be here. That was the plan. It was earth was heaven with God. You know, he could grow the place as much as it needed to. Think about that. So our inheritance is not to toil, not to have to operate under that curse. But we're in an earth curse system. We're operating every day of our lives under this curse that was put on the earth back in Genesis, when all the while God's original intention and plan for us was so that we could rest and be with him. I mean, have you ever met somebody that just, they take their rest seriously? You know, it's like, hey, you gonna get up? I've had kids like, dude, really? 17 hours of sleep? You don't need to sleep that much. You need to get up and toil. For real, as a parent, we're trained under the earth curse system. What are you doing? You need to get up. You need to go to work. You need to go get everything done. You need to pay your bills. You need to get all this stuff going in your life, because you are under the earth curse system just like me, and you have to go toil because I have to go toil. He's like, no, man, I'm just going to rest. I love the Lord. Let's talk about this for a minute. Did you know that God's original plan was for us to rest? All of us. The Sabbath day of rest, which is the seventh day, was God's idea of rest for us, okay? I want to talk about that a little bit. God created the earth with all the resources that were in it so that you would never need to do anything except gather. See, the kingdom is a kingdom that gathers. It's not toiling, it's gathering. God's already given us our provision. God has already given us everything that we need for our life with him, but yet we toil and we try to go back to this earth curse system and work and work and work, when God's like, let me show you where to gather what you need. Think about this. You know, you ever heard the story of the coin and the fish's mouth? You know, they needed to pay taxes, and they came to Jesus. They're like, Jesus, we got to pay taxes. They're coming for us. Anybody ever been there? It's the IRS, Jesus. They want us. They're coming for us. Jesus didn't go, hey, go get a job, buddy. Did he? He didn't go get a job, go toil. Let's go to work, man. We all are going to work today so we can get our tax money. Jesus said, go catch a fish. I'm like, huh? Catch a fish? What do you mean go catch a fish? Go catch a fish, and in the fish, in his mouth, you're going to find a gold coin, and then use that coin to go pay the taxes. See, that's called gathering. Jesus didn't tell them to go toil. He told them to go gather their provision. You see, the coin in the fish's mouth is the provision that is hidden from you for you. Do you hear me? It's been hidden from you for you, so the world can't steal it. If your provision was just laying on the road, somebody would grab it. They'd pick it up. They would take it. So God has actually hidden your provision from you for you, so that he can, in a moment when you will stop your toiling and enter into his rest and spend some time with him, he'll show you where to go to gather what it is you need for your life. He wants to show you where your provision is. so that you can gather it. See, we're all working these jobs and we're toiling and we're working and we're fighting to the daily grind to get everything that we need to get. When God's like, if you would have just stopped for a minute, I would have shown you how to start a new business. I would have shown you how to do this. I would have shown you where to gather over here, how to gather all this finance and all the things that you need, your health, your provision, all of that. It's ready. See, we're living in survival mode. And God never intended for us to live in survival mode. He's called us to enter into rest. Right? See, we're missing the provision of God by toiling. We're operating under that earth curse system. We're toiling, we're working and doing all that. And in the meantime, Satan has distracted us from actually spending time with God because we're too busy. And now God can't even communicate with us and tell us where to gather from. See, gathering is totally different. We gather the resources of the kingdom. You see, it boils down to this. What the Bible says that people without a vision, what? So vision is where we need to go, right? So if we are people of vision, how many of you guys know the word provision means for the vision? Right? So we are people of vision. If we are God's people, he has a plan for us. We tell people all the time, God has a plan for your life. You need to get on God's plan and on his vision. And when you do that, his provision will come because you are operating under the vision. But see, we're over here trying to operate under the earth curse system, and we're so busy we don't even have time to stop and read our Bible to get the vision of God for our life. The enemy's keeping us distracted, he's keeping us watered down, and he's keeping us from knowing who we really are so that he can keep you in bondage to the earth curse system. Look at Hebrews 4, 9 through 11. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Hold on, go back. Just leave it up for a second. Soak that in. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Are you people of God? There's rest for you. Look at this. He said, for he who has entered his rest has himself or herself also ceased from his or her works as God did from his. Talking about in Genesis, God rested on the seventh day. We're talking about the Sabbath here. For he who entered his rest has himself ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore, what? Be diligent to enter that rest, lest anybody fall according to the same example of disobedience. So for you to toil and go and work in the earth curse system is actually disobedience. Yep. If you study the Sabbath, you'll find that God didn't allow the Israelites to do any work on the Sabbath. Like the Pharisees got really crazy about it. They're like, hey, you picked up your bed. What are you doing? You can't carry your bed on the Sabbath day. That's work. No work. No.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.